We're going to take the next few minutes or so and give you an update of how this year has been going for Reality SF. So get comfortable for the next few minutes, and I'm going to share with you some things about what's happening in our church and where we are heading. We shared some initiatives with you all at our annual Vision and Prayer Night back in January, and I just wanted to give you an update about how we are doing. At this night, this past January, we shared that there are four things that are defining as success in our church. Success is when people in our church, one, have cultivated deep and intentional intimacy with God. Two, are living in authentic community. Three, are becoming more like Jesus. And four, are radically and practically demonstrating the love of Jesus in word and deed in the city. To shorten this, we say Reality SF exists to be with God, with each other, like Jesus, for the world. And we said that for this next season of our church, that we are calling this the establishing phase of our church. We will give ourselves to all of these, which will look like as a community. So in 2018, we have been diving deep into the first one, cultivating intimacy with God. The sermon series and the community group curriculum has been around this. The series so far have been around first things. We talked around life without lack through Psalm 23. We've also talked around deliverance through Exodus. And as we practically move into what it looks like to cultivate intimacy through these practices, these will be captured by our last three series of the year. In August and September, we're doing an everyday mystic, which will explore living in union with Christ and cultivating a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute relationship with God. From September to November, the empowering presence will concentrate on the Holy Spirit and how we live into the gifts and works of the Spirit as a community. And to close out this year around Advent, we're doing a series called God With Us. We'll celebrate Christ's first coming, continued presence with us. It's easy to talk about these things, but the things that find their way into our hearts is asking the question, we are about cultivating intimacy with God as evidenced by what? We would love to be known as a community that Sabbaths well together, that does daily examines together, that does daily times in the Word of God together. So we're going to keep incorporating these into the life of our church. And at this annual Vision and Prayer Night, we ask you to pray for these five things. For a renewed CG vision, for leadership care and development, for our youth ministry and a youth minister hire, for organizational health through the hiring of an executive director, that's my favorite one, and five, expanded eldership. Here's how we're doing. A renewing of a CG vision. As many of you know, our former model relied on neighborhood ministers exercising spiritual responsibility and care for Reality members and leading outreach in assigned geographical regions. But we discovered that this limited a scalability and it became too much of a funnel on just a few. So we renewed our CG model, and this is what it looks like now. There's the CG model that shifts from this geographic and just certain people to a wider gifting emphasis. This model does this through staff-led, focused support teams facilitated by volunteers gifted in specific areas. And support teams will oversee areas such as care and content and training and hospitality and placement. It's the coming together of a few staff and many, many gifted volunteers of our church. We are coming together to make this different. The second thing we asked you to pray for was leadership care and development. The ability to care for our leaders. This past year, we've taken some intentional steps to care and equip our leadership community, which many of you are part of in new ways. For 1 week during the months of February, March, April, and May, we canceled formal community group gatherings in order to give the leaders all kinds of opportunities to be poured into and to rest. At these nights, we explored the meaning of leadership and sought to answer the leaders' most pressing questions and concerns. And we ended the night each time by praying into your leaders. So often leaders are counted on to pray for everybody else. We love the opportunity to pray for and into the hearts. But there's more to come, and specifically, I am personally taking a special interest in how we do this better and better. and that we are in talks now about a renewed vision for leadership development and care. The third thing we asked you to pray for was youth ministry and a youth ministry hire. I'm not sure if you realize this, but there are over 25,000 middle school and high school students in our public school system in San Francisco. When you add private schools, it gets over 30,000. A Barna Group study indicates that nearly half of all Americans who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior do so before the age of 13. And 2/3 of people who accept Jesus Christ do so before the age of 18. This hire is not in response to an overwhelming group of people coming to our church already, but this is a hire to proactively reach the next generation of young people for Jesus Christ. And we are called to do that. So the job posting is up, and we are pursuing a man or a woman to lead us in that in reaching young people for Christ in our city. The fourth thing we asked you to pray for was organizational health through the hiring of an executive director. They found someone really good. They chose not to take the job, so they hired me. It's been my honor to come May 1st and to be able to be a part of this staff and be a part of this church and to pour into this. I ask for your prayers. There's many wonderful things ahead of us. Quickly, if you don't know much about me, I've been in ministry close to 30 years as a youth pastor, a lead pastor, an executive pastor. I've kind of seen everything and done everything, and I feel like it's an amazing opportunity we have here at Reality SF to reach this place for Christ. So we are excited as a church to continue pursuing that. The fourth thing that we asked is around expanded eldership. This past year, we've also been able to install two new lay elders, Wilson Leung and Joe Tucson. Both of these men have served at our church in a variety of capacities and proven themselves faithful and fit for the task of eldership. After a long process, they joined Dave Lomas, Tariq El Ansari, and Kevin Cook in guiding and guarding the mission, vision, life, and doctrine of Reality SF. So many of you have been so faithful and supportive this past year so far in our financial giving, a time that we just paused to do well together. And it has been an honor for my wife and I to join you in doing that. You can go online and get a larger snapshot of how we're doing so far at update.realitysf.com. But through July, we have given, as a church, $2.33 million to God's kingdom here in the city, which is $107,000. You can applaud for that as well if you want. Which is $107,000 over our current expenses. Little snapshots. From this, we've invested $247,000 in local missions, $97,000 in local church plants, and $66,000 into meeting specific needs within our church through benevolence. Once again, you can go online and see all the different ways. And finally, as we look forward, we are at a place in our church's story where we recognize the need to invest more deeply into the personal development and care of our leaders as they pour into the church. One of the things that I've been hearing personally as I meet with different ones of you is this need to care. You love to serve, you've stepped into leadership, and your heart hurts, and I'm hearing you. We have a vision for a church that's constantly growing in faith and love for one another. And just as God comes and meets us where we're at and brings us to where he wants us to be, we should constantly be striving to do the same. And I personally recognize that it takes pouring into the hearts of our leaders and our servants so that they can pour into the hearts of our church. Don't we all want to be loved and cared for as Christ did it? So church, we need to do this well together. We want to be a church that's known for this. So we're going to be investing in some staffing and investing in some leadership to see how this can happen, that we can be a church that comes and you get cared for well. We're excited about all the things that have happened here at our church so far. We look forward to the things that are happening this fall as well. Thank you for being the body of Christ right here in the heart of San Francisco. God bless you.